Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Daria.
Talking to me?
Hello and welcome to Arya Talking to Me, a Game of Thrones podcast hosted by two Melbourne-based comedians whose names are Ben Vanel, that being my name, and Adam Knox.
That being the best name that anyone has ever... No, it's a pretty average... It's a fine name.
You get a lot of mileage out of the Knox part.
The Knox part is the best part. Mm. I like having equally weighted first and last names.
Yeah, letters-wise.
Yep. Yeah, I think you would agree with me in saying that a three-syllable name is a pretty good rhythm.
Yes, yeah.
Bup, bup, bup.
Yep. You got an X in there. I've got a V.
It's weird. Dude, I got my V plates. I'm hoping to take the test this Saturday.
Well, I mean, like several members of the cast of, not the cast, the cast of characters of Game of Thrones, you hopefully will lose them soon.
Yeah, do you reckon there are any other virgins out there? Definitely not Podrick. He has a threesome in this episode.
Yes, which I was expecting him to get murdered by them. I thought that
was really.
I thought that was like the moment where
I think that says a lot more about your.
I was so tense during that whole opening bit.
your attitude towards women being interested in you.
Very suspicious.
This is dangerous.
He's going to get hurt. Before we dive into our Game of Thrones podcast, we're obviously going to be talking about episode four of season eight,
The Last of the Starks.
The Last of the Starks. Before that, we got a bunch of emails in between weeks and
bunch of feedback in general.
Some are welcome, some not.
Yeah.
Honestly, feedback either way is like, if it's positive, it's like, thank you for listening. And if it's negative, it's like, I don't care.
But it's not even that I don't care that if it's negative. If it's aggressive, I'm annoyed by it. But
well, I think what I've enjoyed the most about doing this show is having dialogue with people who also love this show and love talking about it.
Yeah.
And a lot of the emails that we've got over the past week and the past year have been, this is why I like this show. This is where I'd like it to go. Let's have a conversation. Mm-hmm. Whereas a lot of the stuff we got in the past week was, fuck you, one star.
Yeah.
Which is not enjoyable to receive.
Well, it's not even... It's just that it's not what we're interested in general. Like people going, ah, you don't enjoy the show. Like, yeah, we do. We enjoy...
Yeah, we love it. We've been talking about it for a year.
That's why
every
we
week.
Released an hour podcast analyzing it, the one episode of it. Like most of these episodes go for as long as the episodes themselves do.
Yeah.
Because it's fun to sort of look at things and see how, you know, it might have been done differently or what worked and what didn't. And with the last episode, yeah, definitely the one that's had the most. I think particularly the big part is that I think you and I agree that it does seem after this episode that that's where the Night King stuff is wrapped up.
Yeah.
And it's just sort of like a little bit of a... Is a wet ending a phrase?
Like a
wet fart of an ending, but I didn't want to be that descriptive.
Like a wet noodle.
like a wet little noodle coming out at the end.
It doesn't really hit you with any force.
No, just like a bit of a slap and you're like, well, at least I don't have to... the noodle's done now.
Yeah.
So whatever.
It was easy to swallow, I guess.
It'll always be sort of a side noodle.
Yes.
Whereas it did seem like it was going to be the main noodle in the bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was kind of getting more into it being the main noodle.
Yeah.
But now...
A lot of interesting flavors were being baked into that noodle.
But even if that noodle was a little wetter and a little more disappointing than I thought it would be, there's other noodles in the bowl that I like.
There's a few more mouthfuls left to go.
There's a couple noodles that are a lot more prominent in the bowl than the character development of that noodle makes sense for. The Euron noodle is an absolute, like, a bizarrely big noodle.
Okay, I think that he's...
a fun noodle?
No, I think he's necessary, but I don't think it it matters what his character is.
Right, he's a plot noodle.
He's a plot. He's totally a plot noodle. Yeah, I love a hot plot noodle. You know, when you don't have anything else to eat, it's very cheap.
Yeah,
plot noodle.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's before we talk about this episode, bunch of emails, and I just read all of them. A lot of the tone of them was, "Hey, we agree with you." Mm-hmm. Thanks for expressing that opinion, which I don't think has been expressed heaps over the internet. A lot of people are like, this was fucking great.
Well, I looked at Jeff, and I do want to emphasize, I'm not really fussed if people agree with us or not.
Mm.
That's not the thing.
That's like, that's not the point.
I love to disagree, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, had some Game of Thrones disagreements last night at the pub, didn't we?
But I'm not like, I don't know, the whole thing of like, if you criticize something that everyone else likes being contrarian, like, no, you can still genuinely think something and have it be a disagreement. That's why I'm voting for Clive Palmer.
Oh, God.
But I need to train the or whatever his fucking... Titanic 2.
Yeah, bring back the dinosaurs, Titanic 2.
Yeah. The main... what were we fucking talking about?
People are agreeing with
honestly,
us.
Honestly, I'm thinking about ramen now. I'm kind of hungry.
A lot of people who are book readers are like, I have no faith in the show now that it's beyond the books. Mm.
Beyond the wall.
A lot of people were saying, rest in peace, our Jorah impressions.
Yeah.
With his death, does die. Our sweet little Jorah impressions.
You found a way to have a flashback, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll definitely be doing it in the opening scene when we recap that.
I guess so.
But yeah, a lot of people were...
That was it. That in general, I think sort of some... same as anything. People either seem to really like it or not be interested at all.
Mm.
Because I guess it was the one thing.
Yes.
For that episode.
It yes, was. True. Oh, and everyone, even people that liked the episode were like, it was very dark and hard to see what was going on.
Sure.
But I think a lot of people were found the episode to be redeemed by the ending, which was, we agree, awesome.
Well, the Night King dying as a plot thing, I think, is the worst part of that.
Right.
Episode. Like, that whole storyline being finished now, if that's the way that it is finished and there's nothing in the next two episodes that... makes all of the Lord of Light talk, all of the White Walker talk, all of that mean anything. I don't know. It just seems like a pretty... Obviously, it ends in one of them dying at some point either way, I suppose.
Right.
But they built it up. The show built it up as though there would be more to it.
Yes.
And if there isn't, then fine, whatever. But the Night King is a very dull character.
It would be interesting to rewatch the show with that knowledge. Like, none of this really leads anywhere.
Well, that's what we kind of just did. I feel like watching it in the last year is recent enough to be like, he was so magic.
Yeah, yeah.
And so prominent in...
And that threat was so all-encompassing. It forced nations to unite. It forced, like, enemies to work together.
And at some point, it became the thrust of the show.
Yeah.
This thing was coming. Hold your horses and you ride them into battle against him. But then another, like, I guess I just was expecting all the magical part of it to have some bearing on the result of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the explanation of it or whatever. But it just is like, oh, no, he was just the sort of biological weapon that those Children of the Forest made.
And so I got some context for this.
Yeah.
He's not a character in the book.
Oh, really?
In the book, it is just a supernatural force that... will be defeated, presumably.
So they just gave him a face in the show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess that makes... Because, yeah, just literally doesn't have a character. And I guess I was expecting there to be some story there.
Yeah.
Partly because there was a lot of speculation about it. They brought time travel in. So, again, we still don't know whether it's wrapped up. But
yeah.
If that's the end of that, I think it's sort of... It makes all of that less interesting to me. In that it's just another faction and the least interesting one.
Yep. Yep.
At that point.
I think that's completely fair.
If it's dealt with, it's dealt with.
Exactly. So we got an email from Mike. He says, hey lads, love the show, blah, 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 following the traditional format. I was disappointed that the first half of episode 3 didn't just slaughter a bunch of the B characters to make the Army of the Dead a legitimate threat. I think nearly everyone outside of the walls should have died and without fanfare.
Maybe, but I do like with this episode what happens because they've kept some of them alive. You can see why they're hanging around.
Absolutely, now. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously Mike sent this before this episode aired, and I agreed with him before this episode aired.
Right.
He predicts Cersei dies and Daenerys dies. With a power vacuum created, Cersei goes to her closest living relative, Tyrion, who the show has set up as a savvy political operator and fair ruler. Oh, sorry. With a power vacuum created from the death of Cersei,
yeah,
succession goes to Tyrion. Jon has a claim to the throne, but he doesn't want it. Sansa will probably be Tyrion's queen because they sort of hinted at that pairing in the last episode. Varys will be Hand of the King. And then he says, I don't know, everyone else should die. I don't care anymore. Save Tormund. He becomes the only king that matters. King beyond the wall. Kiss hug. Thank you, Mike.
I don't know. Like, I'm kind of... It's so close to the end that I'm not interested in speculating anymore, almost.
And it's... Yeah, I think that's fair because also, like... I thought those were all interesting predictions and interesting takes. And then we just watched that episode and everything's changed again.
Yeah.
So thanks everyone who's been emailing. Like, yeah, I read every email and it's kind of becoming harder to use them in the show, but I find it really interesting to talk to people about the show. So keep emailing in.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the episode.
Yeah. So... I like this episode.
I like this episode too.
It's a fun one.
Yeah.
It's fucking crammed with shit happening.
It's weird as
talking.
Yeah, as it went on, I started to feel more and more like they should have done more episodes of shorter length because the pacing gets a bit weird.
Yeah, it's strange because this season does feel weird to say this because the last episode was literally one battle, but it was one battle that resulted in the ending of an entire series long storyline.
Yep.
Feels rushed.
Yes.
What they're doing at the back end here a little bit.
I think so. I think the episode that we just watched, I really enjoyed a lot. I was so relieved to have my faith restored in the show.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was like, well, this should have been... you know, 54 minutes and there should have been another episode that sort of did the second half of this one and fleshed it out more. And
yeah,
it's the pacing is strange to me. Yeah.
It, I mean, maybe it's always going to be like that once you, I don't know. They had to end the show.
Yeah.
And that has to come first in a businessy sort of way. You know, I think that was the first thing is they were like, it needs to end here. They've said a lot of stuff about this is exactly how long we intended it to go for.
Yeah.
But yeah, the bits in particular that seem rushed, I suppose we'll get to as we go through the episode. So I've got a little thingo here that let's just do our famous format that we invented.
Yes,
the rewind cap off or recap.
For sure,
we rewind the show and we cap it off.
Yeah, I call it a wind off, but that's just me.
Yeah, I call it a. I do like wind off.
Wind off is not bad.
Here's a famous wind off.
Yeah, we did coin that.
So it starts with that funeral at the front of Winterfell.
Yep. Does it literally start on Jorah? Is that the first shot?
Yeah, it might be.
I think it is.
I don't remember.
I think it's old Jorah boy.
That was about 2 hours ago that first shot happened. Yeah, so Jorah, Theon, Beric, Ed, Lyanna. Everyone else.
Like, all of the Dothraki.
Yeah, they said they each lost about half their forces when they're looking around that map. So there's a lot of people dead.
There's heaps.
Yeah.
And everyone gets a living person with a torch to light their pyre.
Well, the main ones do. It looks like there are some piles up towards the back.
There's some piles. Yeah, there's some piles.
Because there's only so much wood and it's winter.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, that's, you know, they're using a lot of wood.
The
bodies will light each other at some point. Build one enormous pile. And then whoever puts the last body on the top gets to like roll down the edges. And it'd be gross but fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Like sex. Yeah, Arya should get to do that bit.
Yeah, she'd love that.
Daenerys gives Jorah a big old forehead kiss on his gross, scabby, dead forehead, which was disgusting.
Yeah, it was gross.
Thankfully, I've never been in the situation where I've been near a dead body that I loved enough while it was alive to consider doing that.
Right, yeah.
And I don't think I would.
No, they would smell awful, right?
Yeah, and just once a body's dead, it's not the person who, you know what I mean? Maybe this is a little cold of me, but so would that body be.
Yeah.
I just don't want to fucking, people are always giving dead bodies kisses.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, to fucking leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Give it a burn.
Jorah did come back to life, as you were saying.
Yeah, when that happened, we were talking about how all the blood rushed back into his dick and his heart started pounding again and he came back to life like Snow White but horny. Yeah. But yeah, they're all gone. Sansa, very sad for Theon. He did help her.
Yep.
You know.
He looked like he had red hair for some reason.
Really?
His hair was really gingery.
Was that the fire?
It could have been the fire.
Were you thinking of fire?
I may have been looking at a fire.
So they get all burned up. Whether or not that's as a funeral, just general thing, or they're still thinking, hey, White Walkers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, old habits die hard.
Yeah. The seventh Die Hard movie. Yep. About John McClane kicking the habit of smoking.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm getting too old for this shit.
That's for the wrong one.
What's his one?
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you can't do that with a smoking thing. No. If you're quitting smoking.
Yippee-ki-yay, I'm quitting smoking.
Yeah. Nicorette-ki-yay, no. Mm-mm. Other smoking quit things are available.
Yes.
So they're all dead, and afterwards they have like a pretty depressing sort of post-funeral, I guess a wake is what you'd call it.
Yeah.
The opposite of a sleep.
Yes.
They're having a sleep, you have a wake. Is that why it's called that?
It's a little mean, really.
They're asleep.
It's really rubbing it in.
Yeah, kind of in that main hall.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of a feast. Gendry and the Hound.
Houndo. Are
across from each other.
Yep.
And Gendry's like, ah, no reason. Where's Arya at?
Where is she?
Is she around?
I'm happy to come to the party, but has anyone seen that the girl?
Is there like a chemist or a 7-Eleven or something near here? Just like a place that might sell condoms. Separate issue. Mm. Yeah, we got condoms back now.
Yeah.
And
7-Elevens. And
the Hound is like, listen, horny. You shut the... you think this is the time? Mm. It smells like fucking corpses here. Mm. That would have been the worst smell.
God.
Eating under the smell of corpses.
Yeah.
And you want to fuck Arya again.
It's honestly kind of disrespectful to be eating.
Yeah.
Let alone eating...
Pussy. Yeah,
yes.
Just say it. Just sure. Come out and say
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Eating ass. Do you reckon Gendry eats ass?
I reckon he does, yeah.
I don't think so. He said he's only been with three women. I think Arya was the fourth.
The first time you had sex wasn't eating ass?
No. It takes at least until the, I'm going to say seventh.
Okay.
That's a lot. One for every kingdom.
Right.
You don't eat ass until you fucked a Dornish girl, is what I've heard. They love it. The further down south they go, the further up north on the butt they want you to go.
Right.
If you imagine, imagine someone is lying on their front,
yes.
Then the butt is north.
Surely you could have said the further north you go, the further south you go.
But the further south you go, the further south they want to go, but the butt curves back up.
I guess that's true.
Do you see
true.
What I mean?
Yeah,
so if you're in a standing
no,
position as well,
yeah.
The butt is north of the pussy.
You always go south to north.
Always go south. Yeah.
Otherwise, you get an infection.
So, yeah, he wanders off to look for her.
Yep.
And as
he's
up
besotted,
walks,
clearly. He's yeah. loving her.
He is, oh, dude, A-sotted through to Z-sotted, including B-sotted.
That's right.
He is absolutely...
He's fully sotted.
Oh, man, he is... His little heart is pounding like a cartoon drum or a regular drum.
Or a cartoon heart.
A cartoon heart and a regular drum is what I was picturing at the same time. So he gets up and walks off to look for her and Daenerys is like, hey, Gendry, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Fuck, yeah.
Gendo, how you doing?
Mr. Gendos.
Gendos. The Gendo, the Gend man.
Gendo.
Dreeball. He gets... bailed up by her, and she's like, so you're Robert Baratheon's bastard, yeah? You're Robert Baratheon's son? And she's saying it threateningly.
Absolutely she is.
As a joke?
Accusatorily. Yeah, to be like, to put him on the back foot.
Yeah.
Because it's a little prank.
Pretty mean sort of thing to do to someone. Like,
it's really tense. It's genuinely tense.
If your boss pulled you into their office, was like, so, been working here a while now. You must be thinking about where you could go if you had to leave, right? Well, maybe you can go to Disneyland with these tickets I bought you.
Yeah.
It's very unfair, but yeah, she tells him, hey, you're technically a Baratheon. They used to be the Storm's End people. Do you want to be the Lord of Storm's End?
Mm.
And Gendry's like, oh, his little cartoon drum heart beating.
Mm.
Accept it. Very nice. Everyone cheers.
Clearly overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, I think it's very well acted and well conveyed.
Mm.
He's freaked out by it. I'm not ready to be a lord. I don't know how to feel about this.
Totally.
I guess a blacksmith. This is nice.
He's not, yeah.
Totally. And he's never aspired to be a lord.
No.
He's just aspired to be alive.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, fuck yeah, hooray, you're one of the heroes of the battle, good for you, yep. You deserve it.
And so, yeah, everyone kind of goes, yay, to Gendry.
Mm-hmm.
And then do they do a cheer to Daenerys? Or
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, maybe Gendry or Jon or someone said, Davos stands up and goes, to Gendry Baratheon, Lord of Storm's End.
Yes. Daenerys, I think, goes, and don't forget about Arya Stark.
Maybe, did someone say to the queen in the middle there?
Maybe,
I can't remember. But then, yeah, she says, Arya Stark, the hero of Winterfell. And everyone's like, fucking yeah.
Yes.
Hooray. Mm-hmm. Also, everyone else was dead when Arya killed the Night King in that little area. So she would have had to come out and be like, ah, I guess
Bran
what I just did. Ah, Branno.
Bran.
Brandon Stark.
Mr. Bran was there.
Branny. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I forgot about him.
Little orphan Branny.
Tiny little Sultana Bran over there. So,
and then Daenerys sits down and smugly looks all around.
Yeah.
I think, who is there? Varys, maybe? She's looking at Varys?
Everyone's kind of looking about because, yeah, okay. This is the bit where they don't really, in this recap, list everything. But so, Daenerys and Tyrion maybe are talking.
Right.
She's like, you're not the only one who's clever.
Oh, yes. Yeah, like, exactly.
Now Gendry, who has no reason not to love me after doing that, is an allied lord that I have.
Yes, one for me. And then Sansa goes, oh, damn it, she's got one on her side.
Yeah, yeah. She's doing a lot of fucking eye rolling and glaring. She is not coy about showing what she thinks of people.
In this case, treason.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It is the season for the treason.
Absolutely. She's doing a Wile E. Coyote and holding up a sign that just says, I hate Daenerys on it.
Yeah, yikes.
Yeah.
Tyrion and Davos have a little chat about Melisandre.
He's like,
I didn't get the chance to kill her because she died as an old lady for some reason.
Yeah, I guess that was something to do with the Lord of Light. I'm honestly not sure what happened there. Yeah. Maybe that'll get explained at some point.
Or that's it.
Because
he kind of says, well, the Lord of Light fucked off. Never really understood what he was or what he was about.
Mm.
And I think they kind of both go, hey, if we try to think about that, our heads will explode.
Mm.
So I really hope all that shit,
I think that's it,
isn't wrapped up in this way. I think it might be as well. I would hazard a guess that it is because of the changing of the source material, being from George R. R. Martin's books to their imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And I think their imagination might have imagined a world where they didn't have to bother with the Night King.
Right.
But who knows? There's still about 90... well, maybe what, 200 minutes left.
Yeah.
Of this show.
I definitely think that was Davos and Tyrion looking down the camera and being like, don't worry your pretty little head about that stuff.
Little bit, hey.
We're going to do some politics. That's going to be fun. Maybe George will fix that in the book. So,
totally. Yeah. And that's the thing. I do like all the politics stuff that's happening here.
I don't know if you're on the same page as me, but it has fully compensated for the lack of explanation of that other mystical storyline.
I would rather the Night King had either never been in it.
Mm.
Or had been the ultimate point.
Yeah, okay.
Because it made it seem like the ultimate point.
Right.
Or at least, I don't know. Just
It was a very big spanner in the works of everything that we're dealing with now. Like the quote-unquote real world. It was a huge spanner. Like, so, it fucked up a lot of shit, but now we're back to the turning of the wheel.
And was the most magical thing that, like...
That's so romantic of you to say.
Just his bright blue eyes, really. When you look deep into them, you could see absolutely no character at all.
Mm.
His only character is that he was pretty smug when he rose the dead.
Yeah.
But, yeah, not to harp on about that fucking part, but it fell off rather than ending. Not a satisfying ending or a satisfying arc or whatever for me.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Hey, you can't be satisfied with every arc. You reckon when a bunch of them animals got on Noah's one and had to leave their friends behind, they were like, this is a good arc.
Mm.
Would have been a terrible mood in there.
Yeah.
Just one fucking random opposite gendered animal
being
like, oh, this isn't even a hot giraffe. I've got to eat this giraffe's ass. I could do it easily. Yeah. Our necks are great for ass eating.
That's true, yeah. You
can get anywhere.
Yeah. They could eat a T-Rex's ass.
They could. There were different time periods. There were no T-Rexes on the ark.
Well, I mean...
Listen.
That's a different podcast.
It is the one part of that story that I find to be true. So anyway, Tyrion and Bran have a little bit of a chat again.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about like, oh, I like your wheelchair there. And he's like, yeah, it's from one that... I think he said the king's name was Darren.
What?
But I must be wrong about that.
No, it was like Eric or something.
I think it was, it might have been Darren or Dayon or something. Dagon.
It was Daron.
Dagon. But anyway, King Darren made his nephew wheelchair. And Tyrion's like, oh, that's right. You're like a book. Mm. And Bran seems sad.
Yes.
He seems as, because Tyrion's kind of like, oh, look, I envy you a little bit. You get to be the lord of this and what, there's some reason.
Yeah, he's like, you're the lord of Winterfell now. That's pretty cool. Boy, you have all those memories. You really know a lot of shit.
Yeah, must be nice.
Yeah.
And Bran's like, I fucking hate it.
It's not nice at all.
It isn't really anything. I don't feel much of anything. I don't want stuff anymore, least of all to be lord of Winterfell. I'm going to spend the rest of my life just sort of remembering different people's memories.
Yeah. I'm stuck in the past.
Yeah.
It is a scathing critique of nostalgia culture, specifically Ready Player One, and I thought it was very subtly integrated.
Yeah, there's one frame where Bran is wearing a VR headset. So not the only anachronistic thing that happens in this episode, by the way.
But yes, Bran, you're right. He says, I'm stuck in the past.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
John and Tormund are having a big drink. Tormund is fucking getting real drunk.
He is.
Well, of course he is. Drinking out of his horn.
Yep.
They are sort of palling around and Tormund's like, this guy. This fucking guy.
Yeah.
I love you, man. You are fucking sick. We should buy a pub. We could just live above it. It's fucking sick. Because this guy died, but he keeps fucking fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And he rode a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
There's only two types of people who are A, standing next to me, and B, would ride a dragon.
Yes.
One type of person is a king.
Yep.
The other one is a madman.
Mm.
That's the two types of people who'd ride a dragon.
Yep.
And out of the two people in the show who've ridden a dragon,
it's a king and a madman. I don't see John Hamm anywhere. And he goes into some great material about madmen.
Yep. So, yeah, a couple of things that are like very... Do you see?
Mm.
Do you see what we're getting at here?
Yeah, and if you don't, we're going to linger on this shot for 30 seconds.
Yeah, because over in the corner, we forgot Brienne, Jaime, and Tyrion are playing a drinking game.
Yes.
Because Pod and the Hound, in what order does that happen? Pod and the Hound are like talking to some, like a girl comes over to Pod.
Yeah.
And then two come over to the Hound and Tormund later. So
yeah,
this comes
later.
So Tyrion, Jaime, and Brienne, they're playing like Never Have I Ever, but the opposite.
Yeah, you definitely have ever. And if you have, you have to drink.
You've got to guess a fact about the other person.
Yeah.
If it's correct, they have to drink.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fun game.
Yeah, it does sound fun.
You can only really play it with people who are relatively strangers. And you've got to get quite personal, I suppose.
Yeah, or it's like with your close friends and you get wasted immediately.
Yeah.
Like, it does...
just, yeah.
You're currently drinking.
Well, yeah, but okay. What a fucking shitty loophole.
Yeah.
You've got shoes on.
Oh, fuck.
So, And it does get awkward for them because at some point Tyrion guesses that Brienne's a virgin and she doesn't really want to drink on that one. She feels a little awkward.
Doesn't want to answer.
Jaime senses it, all that stuff. But when everyone's kind of having a nice time, Jon and Tormund have their back to Daenerys. Everyone's kind of getting along and being, you know, Westerosi.
Yep.
Daenerys sitting kind of on her own, looking around. And yeah, it looks like she really realizes, ah, shit, I'm a stranger here.
I'm an outsider. All these people, not only are they either from here or have a connection to here, these people look like they're bonded to each other.
Totally.
War, through their experiences. Like, Jaime's an outsider, but he has this strong connection. Yeah. Brienne's an outsider, but again, she's proven herself.
At the very least, they have a baseline of we've all spent our lives here.
Yeah.
That I do not have, and everyone's ignoring me.
Yeah.
So she get up. She ghosts out of the party.
Yeah.
She died wolves out of the party.
Ghost's there. Uh-huh. A lot of speculation that Ghost had just died off screen last episode. But Ghost is alive.
Ear got bit off.
Yeah.
But other than that, pretty good and pretty well ignored.
Yes.
Out of this.
Yeah.
Much like most people with the ass. I tell you, you got to get down there and you got to pat the ghost and you got to eat the ass.
That's right.
That's all I'm saying.
I call it patting the ghost.
Yeah. It's a good metaphor because you got to lick it like a dog.
That's right. And then you pat the ghost, you ring the devil's doorbell, and baby, she's all set.
That's it. Good night. See you later,
yeah.
Everybody. I call it giving him the Johnny Carson because it's a great way to go to sleep.
Well, first you invite him over to the couch.
Yeah. when you're eating someone out and they give you the little perfect symbol after your set. That's how you know you made it. That's how you get a special.
That's right.
That's what Ray Romano did. He sucked off Johnny Carson. No, David Letterman. Anyway. Varys very much notices her.
That's when that happened. Yes. Yeah.
Leaving and feeling bad about it.
Yes. As Brienne goes to leave, Tormund goes to follow her.
Right.
Jaime stops him and follows. That fucks up Tormund. He's very sad.
Gives him a little shoulder check, I think.
Yeah. Well, he literally stops him. He says, no, you can't follow.
Yeah.
I can follow. And then... That is when the girls go over to Pod and the Hound, and I was like, these girls are way too into these guys. I think it's like it's going to kick off the next war. Like, these are some assassins or something.
Right. I guess they had a similar vibe-ish to, what was her name, Ramsay's girlfriend?
Mrs. Ramsay.
Storkus?
Miranda.
Miranda.
It was Miranda.
I guess they...
Storkus.
It was something, I don't know, they just seemed like horny.
Yeah, sure, they were.
Which, I get why you've never seen that before. But I have a lot of threesomes.
Right.
It's hard work eating two asses at once.
I bet. It's like you're out.
No, lie with your backs to each other. Get your backs next to each other. It's the only way I can do it.
You set up two dates with two different girls in the same restaurant.
Damn straight, their dates.
You gotta
gotta set up them dates.
You gotta eat those meals.
Podrick goes off. The Hound literally barks at someone.
Mm.
Or like kind of goes... Bah, bah, bah.
Leave me alone.
Tormund goes off with someone. Everyone's reveling now.
Mm-hmm.
They've won the battle. Sansa and the Hound have like a little
chat. Oh, yeah. I really like that.
Yeah.
That was really nice.
Kind of like, you've come a long way, little bird. Mm. She's like, I'm not such a little bird anymore because of all the shit that happened to me that you reckon you could have protected me from. I'm sort of glad of it because now I'm tough as shit.
Yeah.
Which is cool. And I think that might be about it for the...
I think Missandei and Grey Worm give each other a few nice glances.
Are they even around for the dinner? I feel like they're maybe off somewhere else.
No, I think they're around. I don't know. There are enough lingering shots of them being happy in this episode too.
Definitely. There's a we're about to die handhold.
Mm-hmm.
That if they just hadn't held hands, then Euron ships wouldn't have popped out of the ocean. I don't know where, but anyway.
Yeah.
So Sansa and the Hounds. Mm-hmm. Then Gendry goes outside. He's still looking for Arya.
Yeah.
She nearly shoots him in the face.
Yeah, really close to killing him.
Yeah.
Mm. And he's like, I'm taking this as an invitation to come and kiss you.
Maybe it's a bit of a foreshadowing, a sudden bolt coming out of nowhere.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Distancing herself from him.
I'm just talking about when the dragon gets shot.
Hmm?
Oh, yeah.
I looked away for that.
So, yeah, he has a chat with her saying, like, look, I'm the Lord of Storm's End now. Do you want to get married? Mm. And I love you now. And everyone falls in fucking love real quick.
Yes.
Every time someone fucks another one person once in this show,
yes,
they are in love.
Yeah, basically.
Crazy.
That's not how it works.
You don't fall in love anymore until the 12th sex.
Yeah.
That's when it happens.
Okay.
After 12. You've got to jump out at 11.
Right.
That's why they call it a baker's dozen. Because bakers, classically difficult to love.
Yes.
And you got to fuck them 13 times.
Well, they have such weird hours.
Yep. That's the problem.
Scheduling issues.
With penises, too. Because they get trapped in the bread.
Yes.
Yeast infection. Whatever.
That's good.
Well, I don't know why I'm making so many sex jokes this time. I guess this is a pretty fucky episode.
It is. It is. It's a sensual, intimate episode.
Yeah. This starts the... Well, no, it doesn't. They don't have sex.
No.
It's quite the opposite. Arya, in fact, very much says, hey, look, you're cute, but I do not want to be tied down right now.
And now I have the strength, the position in society to make that decision for myself. I'm not going to be a lady.
Yeah. Well, and she never would have.
Yeah.
Like she says, never was me.
Mm.
I don't want that. That's nice. You'll find someone else.
This ain't it, Chief.
Yeah. I'm more into my arrows and my swords.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm good with them. Fuck off.
Yep.
So Baratheon men getting rejected by Stark women.
Yeah.
That is something that happens very often.
I hope this doesn't set up a giant war.
Just Game of Thrones 2. I hope they call it Game of Thrones 2.
Yes.
Just terrible.
Yes. I started to get that feeling this episode of... Boy, this is just the start of a whole new fucking cycle.
Well, and I do like, because talking about the pace being a little rapid and things sort of...
And slow. Like some bits feel like they're just kind of lingering for way too long. Some bits feel rushed.
Those bits, the lingering bits feel normal to me.
Right, okay.
There are slower bits, but they feel more along the lines of the earlier pace of the show.
Well, that's because you've been taking caffeine tablets. So the slow bits feel normal. Yeah. And the faster bits feel insanely rushed.
I'm Bradley Cooper from that movie, La La Land.
He's not in La La Land.
No, what am I thinking of?
Star is Born.
Star is Born. Django Unchained. So anyway. It does seem like, I mean, I like that the world will seem to keep going afterwards.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
That the wheels are still turning, you know.
Yep, yeah.
And I do like, if they'd have done it a bit differently, and I'm not sure how it is. I think all I needed was just a little bit more of a tie-in to the mystical stuff and a little bit more of an explanation of that. I'd have been happy for Night King to be wrapped up, and here's the epilogue of wrapping up the world.
Yep.
Which makes total sense for what the show is.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that I know that there is an explanation for what he is. I think it's just a dull one.
Yeah, I think that we both expected like a Hodor-level twist.
Totally.
We know that they're smart enough to do this.
Yeah.
And not like a twist or a full-on like weird time travel thing, just like something that makes us go, that's
here's
why.
It does feel like that's missing from that story.
Yeah.
Because it has happened multiple times during the show.
And I still feel confident that it will happen in the stories that are left to unfold.
Sure. So not to do with the Night King necessarily.
No, but like
with this stuff.
The way that these stories will wrap up, I feel there are twists and surprises coming.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
But whatever. It's done. The Night King's dead. And guess what? Now the Nice King's here.
Mm.
Jon Snow. I hope they start calling him the Nice King. The Nice King sounds like a shitty mattress store.
Yeah.
Which, so does the Night King. The Night King sounds like a way better mattress store.
Absolutely. 50 winks.
Arya and Gendry.
Yes.
So then, Jamie.
Oh, yes, we follow on from that.
Makes a little bit of a booty call. The old-fashioned version of a booty call where you had to literally knock on someone's door.
Yeah, and go, booty!
Booty!
Booty ho!
Booty calling! You up? Hey, lol, sorry I sent that message last night. This is when you wake up on their doorstep in the morning.
Yep.
I was just, it was a friend took my hand... I knocked on your door.
I mean, a friend did take Jamie's hand. So
sliding into your DMs back then meant like actually crawling underneath the door.
Indiana Jones style.
Yeah.
Yeah, under the drawbridge.
Literally sliding under. Mm. So he shows up, knocking on the door. He's got a big jug of wine. He's like, hey, you never answered.
Mm. The game's not finished. You got to drink.
Game's not finished. You didn't drink because you're a virgin. Mm-hmm. I know it. Mm-hmm. I'm hot in here. You hot in here? Take off all
these
clothes.
What did you think of that stuff?
So I don't buy it at all.
Mm.
I genuinely thought Jamie and Brienne were just friends. I didn't think at any point until this episode they had shown actual romantic attraction to each other.
I completely agree. I thought that what was happening was a deepening of an intimate friendship, based on mutual respect.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, she's missed out on some of that stuff. Like, we've heard her sort of backstory of being made fun of and all of that stuff. And it's unfortunate and sad for her, but I thought that she was someone who didn't need that now. She was, you know, so self-possessed and confident that that's not what she needed, or at least not from Jamie.
Yeah, and it's not even this part. Them fucking, I can understand.
Right.
Like, I can understand two friends surviving a battle. Damn, let's fuck about that.
Sure, yeah.
It's the bit later when she's like, crying and trying to get him not to leave.
Yeah.
Maybe that's as a friend though, and I don't know. It doesn't feel to me like it is this or it could be this actual kind of romantic.
Like tragic romance, yeah.
No, it hadn't been set up that way. I personally don't feel it went that way.
I found it a little
mainly on Brienne's part as well. I guess, mate, her being standoffish and stuff is her way too, but yeah, I don't know. It was it was sort of, you know, a little out of, not out of nowhere, but I don't know. It just didn't ring quite true to me.
I felt that way as it was beginning, and then I think I got more on board with it.
Mm.
I think by the time that she was left crying, I was like, whether or not this is romantic, this is a absolutely justified and genuine reaction.
Yeah.
And it is very sad.
I think, yes, even if they hadn't have fucked, that might have still happened.
Yeah.
Because
she wants him to be who she knows he is deep down.
Honorable guy, and he's saying to her, I'm a bastard. I'm a piece of shit. Hey, I'm bad news, babe.
Yeah.
Forget about me.
Yeah.
So maybe it is just them being close enough that they're fuck pals.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's another term that I've coined.
Fuck pals?
Yeah. It's like sort of people who are like sleeping together, but we're not like really a thing.
Right.
We're like buddies who have sex.
Like friends with extra things going on as well in the sexual realm.
Exactly.
Just that's more a concise way of putting it.
Acquaintances with additional
bonuses.
I can't think of a synonym for benefits.
Yeah. But anyway, they have sex and good for them. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's the other part, is that I'm not particularly interested in whether or not they do.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, yeah, I just don't really...
I suppose what is happening here is Brienne is allowing herself to be the most vulnerable she's ever been, and then the guy leaves.
Yeah, and they're close, and it's just the stuff of Tyrion being like, I'm happy for you, and them seeming like, oh, we're getting into this relationship.
Right.
They always seem to be too sort of bonded professionals, and they can be attracted to each other, but I haven't seen them be attracted in that way of being an actual item like that.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yep.
But then again, in fucking Westeros here, if people fuck one time... Oh, no, Daenerys had a fuck buddy.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Dario.
She had two, technically.
Yeah, that's true.
Change faces.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, John's in his room as well. Daenerys comes in. Hello, you up? Hey,
yes.
I was just near in the area.
Yeah.
Hello. Drinking at a pub. You want to come out? It's 3 a.m., Daenerys.
And you're my auntie.
I've got one. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm like your fun auntie. Like an auntie pinching your rosy cheeks, but she's doing it to your balls.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Because they have a little smooch.
Yeah, yeah. She comes. They both know, and they're both like, hey, whatever.
Yeah.
Which makes sense for Daenerys. Like, Tyrion mentions it, or whoever mentions it later, maybe it's Varys.
Mm.
The Targaryens have done a lot of sibling fucking.
And whatever.
So, but Jon doesn't seem as comfortable with it.
No.
And he's a little drunk when she comes in. She's like, are you drunk? And he's like,
yeah.
He starts like flopping around the place.
Yeah.
He trips over, he knocks smashes over ladder.
Everything in the room. Yeah.
It's a the way they did that is they tilted the room and Jon Snow, played by Sean McAuliffe, slides down it because anyway. They kind of try to get back to normal, try to enjoy themselves, try to ignore it, but pretty quickly they're like, hey. Fuck.
Yeah.
I guess we got to talk about this.
Daenerys is like, I wish that you hadn't told me. Why did you tell me?
Yeah.
Why'd you tell anyone? Just shut the fuck up. Everything would have been perfect if you hadn't.
I'd be happy now if it was. And you know what? If you fucking tell Sam and Bran to shut up about it, and you shut up about it, then whatever. We can forget it. Because Jon's like, look, I know, and I know that it makes me have technically the better claim to the throne and all that shit. I get why you're angry or weird. But I don't care. I don't want the throne. I'm never going to tell anyone other than maybe Arya and Sansa because they're my family. But yeah, we'll keep it a secret. Nothing's going to happen. Yeah. I don't want it to happen. You're my queen.
Yeah.
She's like, dumbass. Sansa hates me.
Yeah, yeah.
If you fucking tell Sansa, shit kicks off.
She will tell the Northern Lords. They will lose their faith in you and me. They will align back with the Starks.
Yeah.
Everything will be fucked. That sets off a domino effect that cannot be stopped.
Totally. And there is no grosser pizza than a Domino's.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want that showing up at my door.
That's right. Now get
hello,
in this hut.
Domino's. Yeah, for, do you want to fuck me? Booty call from a pizza guy.
A pizza guy turning up and then fucking someone? That's never happened on film before.
That is pretty crazy. She gives him an ultimatum, basically.
Yeah.
You keep this to yourself, we're all good. You tell Sam and Bran to keep their dumb mouths shut.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy about it.
Yep.
If you tell Arya and Sansa, like you say you want to, I'm going to get mad.
Yeah, it ruins everything.
Yeah.
You've betrayed me.
And she's dang right.
Sure, yes.
And so he doesn't really...
He's like, are you saying as so that to confirm you've heard me, or are you agreeing to not betray me?
Don't tell Arya and Sansa. That did you hear what I said? Yep. Don't tell Arya and Sansa. Yep. I heard it.
Yeah. I heard some of the words. The words including Sansa, Arya, and tell.
Yeah. I understand completely that you're saying this to me.
Yes. Yes.
Are you gonna do it? I'm gonna do.
Anyway, I've just got to go to the bathroom, and then you hear the car drive off and the aeroplane fly away.
Yeah. He's like, oh, God, I nearly got hit by a car and an aeroplane.
Anyway, I'm not going to listen to you.
So, yeah, he doesn't do it. And she's like, we can live together. It'll be fine. We'll be happy. She's like, yeah, we can. And I told you exactly how it's done.
Yeah.
Fucking get it done. Walks out. So he...
What are you thinking at that moment? First time you watch?
John
will never ever do what she says.
It's a fucking, he's like, Ned's not his dad. It's such a fucking Ned move.
Completely.
To just be like, I am too honorable.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It might just get me killed.
Or at least attempted. We'll see. So, they all have a big meeting about what to do next with their armies. That's when they say, well, we've lost about half.
Yes.
We're kind of even now.
Yeah.
Daenerys has the Golden Company. She's got all her armies, and they're all fighting fit. We've lost about half, and ours are all beat up.
Yep.
So, what are we going to do? Daenerys is like, going hard. Let's go in hard.
Yes.
Kind of saying it again, and Tyrion's like, look, we don't want to kill everyone still. And she's looking more and more pissed every time someone tells her
totally.
Not to hurt innocent civilians.
Yes, yeah. She just wants it to be done. She's been waiting a pretty long time.
Yeah.
Now she's moved to the other side of the world. She's here to get shit done. They promised her if she helped them, they would help her. And it's time to help.
And like, she fucking helped.
Absolutely.
She did her fucking part. So she wants to go... Sansa's like, well, look, we shouldn't go yet because everyone's sick. And she's like, what? Come on, tell them that. No, that's...
Why you always have to fucking do this to me, bitch?
Let's go. We need to get down there. We need to move. They suggest a plan of like, well, we saw them get mad at... I guess it was Joffrey when they were hungry. So what if we just do a siege? The dragons can kill the boats coming in and we'll surround the castle. Be fine. She eventually goes like, okay, I guess it's a good look.
Yeah.
For me to be like, I gave Cersei a chance. So, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. And when Sansa's like, hey, we should let them rest. John very quickly is like, Sansa, we do what the queen says.
Yeah.
Which, again, just does not sit well with her. And Arya.
Yeah.
Arya's like standing right by Sansa's side, giving the same sort of glares.
Totally. We're family.
Yeah.
We're the North. Who is this blonde-haired bitch think she is?
Yep. So, yeah, Daenerys and Tyrion and stuff are going to sail down to Dragonstone,
mm-hmm.
go back there and retake that. And Jon and Davos will take an army down the King's Road, all the foot troops, and then Jaime's going to stay behind in Winterfell
yep.
on a sex holiday.
Yes.
So, yeah, it...
His partner on that holiday, a lot taller than normal sex holiday partners. It's a big girl.
Yes.
Hmm.
She is a tall lady.
She's a tall lady. And that is referenced... Where is that referenced by Tyrion? Earlier?
It's not... they have a little drink together, hey?
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah.
I think it's just before they leave.
Yeah,
and Tyrion's
right.
like, it's nice that you don't have to climb now.
Yeah.
Also, I forgot to mention, this is right at the start, but I did like how when Jon Snow does his big speech,
mm-hmm.
we didn't really talk about that speech before they...
It's before the pyres are lit.
Before they burn
yeah.
everybody, yeah. He uses the Night's Watch thing of like, we'll never see their like again and all that stuff.
Yeah. We are the shields that protect the worlds of men or whatever.
Also, Kit Harington seeming to struggle to do the Jon Snow voice if he's shouting.
Yeah. He sounded like, and it doesn't persist through the episode, he was trying to be like, I am battle-hardened, serious Ned guy now. I'm older, I'm wiser, and I'm going to make the tough decisions.
I'm older, I'm wiser, I'm louder.
Yes. Maybe he was just struggling to yell.
So, yeah, they kind of make that decision. Everything's all good. People leave, and Arya's like, hey, look, we want to have a word with you. They go to the Godswood. So, basically, Arya and Sansa are like, look, get fucking... You're being ridiculous with her.
She's not from here. She's not one of us.
We are the last four Starks.
The last remaining Starks.
Uh-huh. We need to look after each other, have each other's backs. Like, you're a bit too in with her.
Yeah.
John's like, look, I promised that we'd help. Arya's like, yeah, I get that. That's actually pretty cool of you.
And it made sense at the time, you know, like we wouldn't be here without her. It's great. However, following through on your promises, not always the best thing for us as a family.
Yeah, or for you. You died because of that once. And like, they don't trust Daenerys.
Yeah, totally, yeah. They trust Jon. He's the most trustworthy guy in the world. He will never lie, but they don't trust Daenerys.
Well, he's not that trustworthy if you ask him to keep a secret.
That's true.
But then again, he didn't agree to keep the secret.
That's like the double jeopardy of being honest. It's like, you want him to be truthful about keeping the secret, but they have to tell the truth.
I'll take honorable dumbasses for 500, please. Alex Trebek, host of the television program Wheel of Fortune. And John is saying, like, yeah, if you don't only trust the people who you grew up with, then how do you make a new friend? And Arya's like, you don't, idiot.
Yeah, no new friends.
Who cares? We don't want to make new friends.
Yeah.
You're a Stark. You're just as much a Stark as us. You're not Ned's bastard. You're Ned's son. You're our brother. And he's like, ugh, okay. What should I do, Bran? And Bran's like, don't ask me.
Yeah, it's up to you. You have the choice.
I thought that really got me that moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they were kind of doing that and he looked at Bran and he's like, you have to make the choice.
Yeah.
I really liked that.
Yeah.
So then, he is like, well, I need to tell you something. You need to swear to me.
Yeah.
You will not tell anyone. And Arya straight away, very real, you know.
She's like yep. Yeah, I want to hear the secret.
And Sansa's like, yeah, I square. Did you say swear it to me or you square it to me? I square it.
Yes.
Square the shape or swear as in fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, good analogy, John.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, yes. I did. Yep.
I did do that.
I didn't like that, because then he's like, all right, tell him, Bran. And it cuts away.
Yeah.
No reaction to it. I would have liked to... I mean, we've seen the story a few times now.
Yes. This is the kind of thing that TV shows do either to save time or to have a little extra something up their sleeve. Like maybe Bran told him something else. I bet people will speculate about that.
Okay.
Like, maybe not. Probably not. It doesn't make sense to.
Well,
but
no,
maybe.
Because also Sansa tells Tyrion exactly what it is later on.
Yeah, right.
And then Tyrion and Varys are talking about that too.
Yeah, okay.
So he definitely tells them what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen their reactions, because we can see from their behavior later what their reactions are.
Yes.
Because Arya, like, fucks off forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Seemingly. Who knows if they planned other shit. Maybe she's going to kill Cersei. I mean, she wanted to do that anyway.
Oh, that's what I assume she's doing.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not coming back to Winterfell.
Because I'm going to kill Cersei and die trying.
Maybe.
That's what I assumed from that scene.
So this is when Tyrion and Jaime are having a drink, doing their tall jokes. Mm-hmm. And who shows up? But B. Ron.
Yes.
B. Ronald.
I'm besotted with Ronald. B. Ron. Ronald.
Ronald of the Blackwater shows
Ronald
up.
Ronald McDronald.
What
did you think of this scene?
I liked it.
Okay. I was a little... it didn't feel tonally like it fit in the show somehow.
Yeah, right. In what way?
I was just very taken aback by it.
Yeah.
It was like, how did he get in there? That seems like it's skipping so much shit. It's very convenient.
They're just in like a pub now. Like, he can just kind of walk in. The threat's gone. Who's going to stop him? Every half the people are dead or leaving.
The fact that he kind of rocked up and then nothing changed and he left again. I don't know. It's just like, I'm confused. Well, is it like... It's not even tying up a loose end, because he's like, I'll be back later as well.
It's very much just in his character though. Like, he was given this ultimatum by Cersei and he shows up, he's like, do better.
Yeah.
He's always been self-serving. He gets, in terms of his character arc and whatever, to call them the cunts that he thinks that they are.
Sure, yeah.
And that sort of stuff. Like, I kind of liked that, yeah, right, he's just a fucking piece of shit.
Right.
I did like the dialogue about, like, yeah, I'm a cutthroat. How did all the big houses start?
Right.
With some piece of shit who killed a bunch of people, and then everyone's like, oh, damn, we better give him our house.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I didn't mind it. I think I was just a little taken aback by it. I don't know.
That's Bronn, baby.
That's true.
He's a wild card.
Yeah, that's his style. And they offer him Highgarden.
Yeah.
Which is a big offer.
Huge offer.
Yeah.
So, like, you're right, it doesn't necessarily have much bearing on anything, but Bronn's just out for his.
Yeah.
And he's going
to
get his.
And I guess we got to check in with everyone before the show ends.
Right. Bronn's got to have something to do this season.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I liked him just meaning
business. He is a great character.
And at him as like a, just a, that scene as a commentary on these great houses that that are all big and stuff. It is just, if you're a fucking prick, you win.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
the Game of Thrones, if you're a fucking prick, you win.
You win, or you just a little bit of a bugger. Everyone's leaving. Time to say your goodbyes. Tyrion goes and has a little chat with Sansa. She's watching Daenerys, like, check out her dragons, make sure they're good.
Yeah.
Rhaegal can still fly.
Yep.
everybody loves Rhaegal. How about that?
That's good.
And the dragon's parents live across the road. And then there's a bigger dragon called Robert Baratheon.
Yes.
And it writes itself.
Yeah. Yeah. A real fire-breathing mother-in-law in that show.
Oh, my God. Oh, damn. Yes.
Yeah.
Marie. Yeah, Tyrion has like a little chat with Sansa, hoping to be like, look, okay.
I can tell.
I get that you hate the queen.
Yes.
You probably shouldn't, because John's going to be the warden of the North, but you're going to be actually in the North.
Yeah,
you're going to be the real power here. I'd love to know that you're not going to fuck this up, or like, you know, cause a bunch of trouble up here. She's like, no, I'm not going to cause any trouble for the royalty, for the real royalty, King Jonathan.
Yeah,
Jonathan Snow. Is his name just John? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
He's not Jonathan.
Yeah, he's not Jonathan. He's J-O-N, Aegon Targaryen.
Oh, yeah, King Aegon. So she tells Tyrion now the whole sort of story. I think off camera, hey?
Yeah, I think that maybe that's why I forgot. But then there's certainly a huge scene of the repercussions being discussed.
Yeah, because I think she says, like, what if we had a better option?
Yes, you're
right. What if there's someone better than Daenerys?
Yeah.
Because Tyrion is like, she is good. You can, I like her. And I'm, you know, I'm a pretty good judge of character.
Sometimes.
I did just get punched in the nose by a guy I thought was my friend. But I'm a good judge of character. That's one of my skills. I drink and I know things. So, yeah, the Hound's fucking off. He's off to do his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Aria
riding a big Clydesdale horse.
Yeah, eating like beef jerky or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks fucking sick. That yeah. sounds like a nice day.
Yeah.
And then Arya shows up. They have like a little back and forth of like, are you going to fucking leave me for dead again? And she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think you were a cunt.
Yeah. You're certainly not a good person.
Yeah. But whatever. They're road buddies.
Yes.
And
So you think this is them riding off into the sunset never to appear again?
No, no, no.
Okay.
She's just not going back to Winterfell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I took it as like, ah, fuck. Well, if Jon isn't there, he's like the dude who I was actually kind of closest to. I don't know where the fuck I fit in then.
Right, okay.
Maybe a little bit of that.
Sure.
Or you could be right. It's just that she expects to die killing Cersei. But I don't think that she would because she killed the fucking Night King. Like she's,
yeah.
she can carry herself, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
John says his goodbyes, mm-hmm. says bye to Tormund, and he's like, you should come up north of the wall. You'd love it up there.
Yeah.
You got some of the north in you, or at least do you want some?
Yeah, I've been rejected by a few people, and you're a pretty guy.
Yep.
I really liked that stuff with Tormund.
Yeah.
I thought it was very well written and very well delivered. I don't know why, I just thought it was really authentic.
This whole episode, I think Tormund just like being himself around everyone and like actually kind of being friends and like liking being there now.
Yeah, yeah.
Was nice to see.
Yes, completely.
He's in his element a bit more now.
Yeah.
But him and his people are going up back behind the wall or beyond the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, it's nicer up there and
they're not like big city folks.
No.
They like to roam around.
Totally. Sam, I guess, is just hanging behind with Gilly.
Yep.
They're just staying at Winterfell, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's going to go back to the Citadel or, no, to the Citadel.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
nah, I reckon he's done. Or maybe not. I don't know. I could see him just staying at Winterfell.
Yeah. Gilly. Prego.
Double baby time.
Knocked up.
Yeah. Little baby Sam exists.
Yeah.
Little baby John yet to come.
There's there's two pregnancy confirmation nods in this episode.
Because
Sam gives a pregnancy confirmation nod and later Qyburn does.
Yeah.
And they both look weird.
Yeah. Sam looks a little guilty and like, excited at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
I did it.
And Qyburn's like, you know what you're on.
Mm.
They're both kind of weird. But pregnant Gilly. She says they're going to name the kid John if it's a boy.
Yeah.
And John's like, oh, I hope it's a girl then. Yeah. Well, they're good friends.
Yeah, they're great friends. John's a perfectly fine name though.
Yeah. Everyone's kind of saying goodbye as if it's forever too.
Yes.
Like, they really are. Whether or not they believe it in the real world. Because you'd think if it was just going down for a fight against Cersei, you'd be like, hey, this isn't goodbye.
We're going to
see
win.
You later.
Mm.
But they're like, oh, you're the best friend I ever had.
Yeah,
shit
yeah.
Shit like that. John acknowledges his dog and he's like to Tormund, do you want to take my dog? It's not as cute with the ear missing.
I'm going to live in an apartment, so it's probably better with you.
Yeah, his fucking dog gets hair everywhere. Yeah. Like, huskies do that.
Yeah, it's all white hair. Is that?
A lot of
that's,
hair.
Oh, your genes will be fucked.
Watched a video the other day of a guy like blowing with a leaf blower the hair off of his dog.
Mm.
I think it was a husky. And it looked like it would have felt good if you were that dog.
Oh,
imagine
yeah.
someone blowing off all your hair off of your head. I think,
yeah.
Other than the fact that afterwards you'd be like, well, now I'm. Varys looking.
Yeah.
It'd feel fucking good. I want to. There's a part of me.
Yes.
That wants to shave all of my hair off.
I'm definitely doing that at some point in my future.
Yeah.
Just. It's like when you have a beard and you shave it all off. It feels great.
I want to get rid of the eyebrows and everything.
What?
I want to cover my face in Vaseline.
Wow.
And slide around on my face.
Okay.
I want to be a complete. Like an earthworm.
Yeah.
I just want
right.
to be a tube of slime.
Okay.
I bet that would feel so good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd do that as well.
The next day you'd feel like an idiot.
That's always the thing, yeah.
But whatever. Yeah, so the Targaryen ships, Daenerys' ships are all going down to Dragonstone again. Mm-hmm. Daenerys is on her dragons and yeah, Tyrion and Varys are talking about Jon. They're like, well, holy fuck.
This is a great scene.
Both of the Tyrion and Varys ones are really good.
Yes.
In this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of just weighing it up, going, well, fucking. Varys straight away is like, maybe Jon's the answer.
Yeah.
I've been worried about Daenerys for a little bit, mm-hmm. and this Jon guy seems good. He doesn't want to. Like, this is maybe a good thing for us.
We've seen it. He's a hero. When he talks, people listen.
Yeah.
He has the legitimate claim.
Yeah.
Also, it kind of feels like it could be making a mistake to not go with this guy.
Yeah. Now that eight of us know, it's no longer a secret, it's information. Which is everyone's going to find out at some point.
I didn't expect this to happen so quickly, to have the secret, to have it become an issue, clearly, with Daenerys, and then for it to already change the game.
I like it a lot.
I really like it a lot as well,
totally. Like, as much as, the back end here, I think that they struggled to tie up that Night King thread. I know I'm harping on it, but it's been the overarching plot of this podcast episode that I think the Night King thing ended weakly.
Well, I hope it has a good resolution.
I think it's already had a good resolution, the Night King. Oh, my one?
Yeah.
No, right. I see what you mean. No, it's just going to come in and be fucking wrecked by a Mary Sue.
Oh, fuck off with that shit, by the way. God, the worst aspects of the internet popped up around that.
I don't think anyone who's not a cunt has ever said Mary Sue, other than maybe like
someone
who's named Mary Sue.
Yeah, all their friends and family.
Yeah, but you can be family with people who's cunts.
That's true. The point is, Arya isn't a Mary Sue.
No.
Strong character, justified.
Hero. To say a character who spent literally most of the show training to be a warrior, now being a warrior. I think if you think Arya is a Mary Sue, then maybe you felt a little bit of disappointment about how easily the Night King was killed, like me. But if you're placing it onto the fact that it was a woman who did it, then that's cool as hell and really brave.
No,
that shit's badass.
No, that's just bad.
Dude, it's I take those feminists down with pure logic.
No, I am a feminist. And I take you down.
I'm going to take logic down with pure feminism. Jordan Peterson gets destroyed by pure logic. A big logic piano falls on his head. Mm-hmm. Getting so off track. There.
Completely.
Did not make any sense. That was word salad. Weird that word salad and Jordan Peterson were going together in the same. Anyway. So they're on their way down to there.
Yeah, this scene, opposite of word salad, very well written. Mm-hmm. It lays out sort of the intricacies of what can happen should they decide to go down several paths. Yeah. Really, really well. I think it's very well explained.
Totally.
And the complications and the issues with each one.
And the second one as well that we'll get to in a minute because it is kind of weird. So they're sailing along above deck. Missandei and Grey Worm have a little handhold.
Yes.
They look happy.
Yeah, they look really happy. Like, they're going to end up happy and it's going to be fine.
Next time we're in a boat, it'll be to sail off to our honeymoon. And then there's, the Daenerys is on Thingo, Drogon. They're flying around, both of them up there.
Mm-hmm.
Very fun, triumphant music is playing as their return
day
to Dragonstone. And then I heard you laugh as a big bolt hits Rhaegal right in the chest.
I was like, fuck yeah, I didn't see that coming.
And they almost like record scratch stopped the music playing.
Yeah.
Like, and
then he gets hit by about three more.
Yeah, gets one through the wing, one through the fucking neck.
Yeah.
And just goes into the ocean.
Goes down bleeding.
That cunt is dead.
It's the same thing that this is a spoiler for the movie Hereditary.
Okay.
So skip ahead 30 seconds. It's the same feeling I got when the girl's head gets cut off.
Yep.
Of like, fuck yeah, I didn't see that coming. That is why I like this kind of entertainment.
Totally.
Totally got me. Like, put me on the back foot. I don't know what's going to happen next.
Stuff coming out of nowhere, like a critique of Jordan Peterson in the middle of... anyway, the...
Big Zizek fans on this podcast.
Smash bang into the ocean.
Yep.
And yeah, here's Euron's fleet out of... Very much nowhere.
Yes.
They kind of creep out from behind a rock cove a little bit.
Yes, they do, yeah.
But it is sort of weird that they didn't expect... It seemingly didn't expect there to be people at Dragonstone, and then there aren't. They still get into Dragonstone later.
Yeah. They're just waiting there ship-wise to fuck them up.
So they've got a whole bunch of ships, each with one of those scorpion attacky missile launcher things.
Another thing, like, sure, the scorpion attack missile launcher thing, not a crucial plot point, but it seemed like it was kind of shitty and ineffectual the last time we saw it. Yeah. And I was very happy to be surprised by this being like, it makes sense.
They found a way to deploy it.
Totally.
So it kills that dragon. The other dragon flies right at him and dodges 100 spears very easily.
Yeah.
Then they start spearing the boats.
Yep.
Tyrion's running around. He's scared. He jumps into the water. He gets knocked out by a fucking...
The mast.
The mast.
Falling on him, yeah.
the terrible Jim Carrey movie, The Mask, where he puts on he puts on like a haunted mask and just turns into a wooden pole.
Yeah.
Sits there for ages. Mm-hmm. The big attack, Missandei gets told by Grey Worm, like, get on a skiff, get out of here.
Yeah.
They all kind of wake up on the beach later on. They are fucked up. A bunch of people, I assume, die. A lot of people survive.
Yeah.
The ships don't come in for them.
No,
the ships don't, like, I guess they just do that and then fuck off again.
Yeah, it's a surprise attack. Little guerrilla, you know, tactics. Off they go again. Very quickly.
I don't know. It's weird. It's one of those ones where if you think about it for a bit too long, it's like, how did they not see them?
Sure,
how did they not expect this? How did they not get more fucked up by the one remaining dragon?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He came up behind a boat, but I guess they were on like rotating. Those, the weapons were on a rotating platform.
Yes.
I don't know. I guess their point was to show up, hurt them a bit, fuck off.
Yes.
It's weird that they didn't have an army there at Dragonstone to take it. I guess they can't afford to do that.
Yeah.
You want everything at King's Landing.
Yep.
So, whatever.
I'm fine with it. I'm totally fine with it.
Yeah.
For the impact it has on the plot and this episode specifically, it's totally worth it.
Yeah, I think so as well. I saw some people, because I was looking through like Twitter and stuff before.
You should never look through Twitter.
Seeing what people were saying. People annoyed about the tactics in both of these episodes.
Right, yes.
But it's cool that there are so many military generals on Twitter.
Absolutely.
They get attacked and then... Grey Worm stands up on the beach. He's like, Missandei, where you at?
Yep.
Don't make me say it twice. Come on. Where you hiding? This is no time to play hide and seek. Yeah, she's gone.
She's hiding very well.
She is captured as hell.
Yep.
So Cersei's opened up the doors of the Red Keep to like get everyone from King's Landing kind of in there for their safety. She's saying like, hey, we're setting up a camp in here to keep you safe from
so benevolent the Dragon Queen. Yeah.
It's a human shield.
It's cannon fodder.
Which is cool.
It's a good move.
That's...
smart tactical move.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Always walk on the side of the road that's furthest in, because if a horse...
oh, yes.
...comes off of the road, then you won't be trampled.
Yes.
That's just a little rule.
Horses only ever trample one person.
Yeah.
In a straight line, you're fine if you're not that person.
that used to be the thinking is a man would have to walk on the roadside so that they would be able to protect the woman they were walking with.
And now feminism has allowed
it's been destroyed it to be. By pure logic. And luckily, every woman walking near a fucking road back in the day was a Mary Sue.
Because more women were called Mary Sue back in the day.
That is true. she's got this human shield. Euron's quickly gotten back there.
Yeah.
He's raced back.
Yeah.
He does have the fastest fleet in the world. They've said that before.
Yes,
He's saying like, yep, we got a dragon. We're going to fucking do this.
Yeah.
This will be fine. I love your plan about the human shield. I'm a crazy motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And that's about it, but I'm a crazy motherfucker.
Sure. Yeah.
Then she's like, yeah, good. It's lucky we're in here to protect your baby. And then she lies about the pregnancy to him, saying it's his kid.
When it's Jaime's, we think, if there is a kid at all.
It is Jaime's.
Yeah.
And we will talk more about this kid in a second.
Yeah.
Firstly as well, Euron's like, oh, fuck yes. I want a little boy.
Yep.
Which is like, it's such a weird thing for like, it happens often in medieval stuff. So I guess it's because it's your family going, but it's so weird to see the guys like crazy pirate being like, a baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
And they've got Missandei.
They certainly do.
They've captured her. They've brought her back. They know how important she is to the queen, I guess.
Yep.
And they have her in chains again, which...
yeah, not nice.
The fact that she dies in chains...
yeah.
...is shitty.
The ultimate indignity, yeah.
Yeah. For her, like, her whole thing was, damn, I get to be free.
Yeah.
And, well, I mean, most people's thing, they love freedom. People love freedom.
Sure, yeah.
But yeah, she dies in chains. She has a very sad death coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of... thematically.
Mm-hmm.
And
personally.
Not only the theme of it. So Daenerys is responding to this. They're in like the planning room at Dragonstone.
Yep.
She's like, I'm going to, this is, you have stopped me about 11 times
yeah.
from just going in there and fucking it up. And mm-hmm. we are absolutely doing it now. Varys is like, look, I promised you I'd tell you this, but I told you if I ever see this, I'm going to look you dead in the eye and let you know. And you might not like it, but it'll ultimately be for your benefit.
Yeah.
Your dress is tucked into your underwear. And he also tells her that this plan is a mistake.
Yes.
And she doesn't really give that much of a fuck at this point, or she's struggling more to not do it. But
yeah.
this is where she says that thing of like, it's good that the people know that their Queen Daenerys made every effort to avoid bloodshed.
Yeah, we'll go and talk to her. But
I want them to know whose yeah. fault it is that there's fire raining down on them.
Yes.
Which
is fucked. This is her saying, like, I am going to do something for appearances.
Yeah.
But deep down, real me, I'm happy to sacrifice these people.
I am blowing this place fucking up.
Yeah.
So that's when Varys and Tyrion have that little chat in the throne room.
Mm-hmm.
Really, Varys goes like, look, she's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
She's starting to get there. She's talking about fate in there.
Yes.
She has this weird aside where she's like, this is my destiny to save these people.
Mm.
And he's like, that's how I've heard every one of the, like, what, six now lunatics that I've seen on the throne.
Yeah.
So, Tyrion, let's get her.
Yep.
Tyrion's like, that's treason.
Mm.
He's like, yeah, I know. I want John to be the king. I serve the realm. Tyrion's like, who the fuck's the realm?
Yeah, what does that even mean?
And Varys gives a very nice explanation.
Yeah.
Like, it's
the people who aren't main characters.
Yeah.
There are like, and it's like, to you as a person, it's like, remember, there's millions of people in the world who aren't you and your friends.
Yeah.
They have names and lives and families, and they need food and they need shelter, and that's who it's for. I'm not fucking around.
Yeah.
This is how I actually am motivated.
And we need someone, like maybe someone who doesn't want the throne is the best person to be on it.
Yeah.
That's John. Everyone loves John. He's a fucking war hero. Mm. He's going to be beloved by people. He's a Targaryen and a Stark.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
This is the perfect one.
It's peanut butter and chocolate, motherfucker.
Mm.
They're different.
Mm-hmm.
And peanut butter's crazy as fuck. But you put them together.
Mm-hmm. Everyone likes to eat it.
And Tyrion, like, kind of admits that, like, he's a bit scared of Daenerys.
Yeah.
But is also still kind of saying the thing of, no, I really do believe in her. I think she can do this. But seems less convinced.
It's in his eyes. It's not full doubt.
No.
It is uncertainty, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
He really hopes what he's saying is true.
Yes.
But, yeah, Varys does note that, like, hey, you're afraid of her, hey?
Mm.
He's like, yeah, but that's a good thing. A leader should be scary.
Mm.
More scary than a court. A leader.
Yeah.
A court is more than a leader, but maybe more is less scary. Shit.
A gallon.
Gallon. Gallant.
Gallant.
Gallant Brienne of Tarth.
There you go.
Sees Jamie.
She's also a gal.
Back at Winterfell,
mm-hmm.
they get Raven for this.
All this shit went down.
Jamie learns about it.
Yep.
And that's what sets him off that night.
Yeah.
To go home.
Yeah.
He's going back to King's Landing.
He's off that night, Brienne.
Yeah.
He's off that night.
She goes out and it's like, you don't have to go back there.
Mm.
You're better than your sister. Fuck her.
Yeah.
Stay up here with me. Like,
don't fuck her.
You've done the hard part of leaving her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to move on.
Mm.
Keep it up. And he's like, look, I pushed a kid out a window.
Yeah.
I did all this other crook shit. I mm-hmm. strangled my cousin mm-hmm. at some point.
When he was in the cage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
He did all this fuck shit to get back to her.
Yeah.
She's hateful. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But me too. I'm hateful as well.
And what is that? I was thinking about that. I was like, that doesn't necessarily mean he's saying I'm a bad person. It means he is filled with hate and he's going to maybe go do the last good thing he can do.
It could be hate towards her.
Yes.
It could be that he hates who, after getting a glimpse of what he could have been, he might be more regretful of not having done it earlier or of having wasted so much time on her.
Yes. That's what I thought.
It could just mean that he's down on himself, though.
Right.
Is the other way.
Right.
But yeah, it's probably some kind of combo.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
So he goes off. Brienne's shattered by it.
Mm.
And then, the last little scene here is a meeting between... So it reminded me of that Lord of the Rings. I think it's a cut scene out of one of them where mouth of Sauron comes out.
Yes. You seen that? Yes.
It's kind of like that where it's like a parlay thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's Daenerys, Tyrion, Grey Worm, Varys, and like a small force and the dragons way up the back.
Yeah, yeah.
And up at the gates of King's Landing with a million archers, or like 40, but like lots of archers.
Yes.
And Cersei,
the mountain,
Euron, and Missandei are up on top of this platform with Missandei, you know, bound in chains.
Near the edge. Yeah. She's going, don't push me.
Why?
Because I'm close to the edge.
Oh, that's fucking...
I'm trying not to lose my head.
Qyburn comes out down the bottom, and him and Tyrion, the two hands of the two queens, have a little chat. Qyburn, very polite.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Hey, my lord, how's it going? Well, that's not super polite, but you know what I mean.
Hello, my lord. How are thou?
That's it. How are thou? How art you?
Yes.
Well, you get some paint and you put it on an owl. I understand.
Yeah.
They say the same thing at each other. Tyrion's like, well, okay, Cersei's not the queen. She's got to surrender. Carmen's like, oh my god, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
but Daenerys.
Yeah, so weird.
I was going to say Daenerys
Twins.
Isn't the one. And yeah, if Daenerys doesn't back down, we kill Missandei.
Yeah.
That's what happens here. They're kind of getting nowhere, going back and forth to each other like that. So Tyrion just fucking blows past him.
Yeah.
Walks right up to the Cersei bit. She does like a little...
The Cersei bitch, sorry.
Yes. Little hand thing to be like, oh, maybe I'll shoot him.
Yeah.
No, I won't. I'm just playing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gives her this quick little speech about how she's not a monster. He's seen it because she loves her kids.
Yeah.
She loved the last three.
You have a baby inside you.
Which, by the way... When Cersei blew up King's Landing, that's good. Two of her kids had died.
Yeah.
Two of Daenerys' kids are now dead.
Yeah.
Dragons.
Two of these, she went crazy. Went crazy because her kids are dead.
Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway, he's like, don't do it. You don't have to, like, you can't be queen, but you don't have to die.
Yes.
And your baby inside you that I know about, and I am saying in earshot of Euron that I already know about that baby that I should not be able to know about if it's Euron's baby.
Yes.
Don't let that die.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to bet Euron's hearing that and going, hold on. One plus one. Two. Two? I'm a dumbass, but I'm a pirate, and that's making me feel weird.
Yeah.
So,
that's an interesting seed.
Yeah. A little interesting seed in her belly as well. It's my brother.
I still don't know if I believe she has a baby.
She's not showing yet.
Mm. But and it's definitely something that she would use to manipulate people.
Sure.
She would use anything that she could.
That's true. I don't. I reckon she was being real about it with Jamie. I reckon there's really a Jamie baby in
that,
there.
That is more believable, yeah.
It's definitely not Euron's.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah.
And I reckon he's going to go like, how did Tyrion know about the baby? Wait a minute. Her fucking brother.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, she's lying to me.
Also, if Jamie's heading back there, that could come to a head as well.
Yeah.
Because of him. Yeah.
So she kind of looks like she's thinking about it for a second and then goes over to Missandei. He's like, hey, look, you got any last words?
Mm.
Now's the time. And she has a think and says Dracarys, which for a second made me think the dragon was going to fly up from behind them or something.
Yeah, same.
Really glad it didn't.
Yeah.
She's saying to Daenerys, burn this place to the fucking ground.
Yes.
And the mountain fucking chops her head right off.
Yeah.
Great acting here from Emilia Clarke too, I thought.
Yes.
Emilia Clarke's really good in these last few episodes.
Totally, I agree, yeah.
Like this turn that she's doing here is really convincing.
Yep.
It's justified with who she's been because it does make you think this is kind of who she was this whole time.
Mm.
But her enemies happened to be like slave owners and shit, so we didn't care.
Yes.
But she is, you know, on the edge.
She's always been... like power hungry.
Yeah.
And initially for like the reasons of like she was in an awful position and she needs to get out of that position. And the only way for a woman to do that in that fictional world and real world is to, you know, get the infrastructure around her to have power.
Mm-hmm.
And she got it. But she's a crazy Targaryen and she's going crazy now.
Yeah. So yeah, looks furious about her, I guess, her best friend now.
Yeah.
Her head being chopped off.
Mm-hmm.
She just lost Jorah as well. Like, Jorah especially was, like, a lot of... contributed to a lot of her moral compass.
Yes.
And, you know, them being gone now and her being kind of on her own is not good. And Graham, obviously, very upset about it.
Yeah.
Which, at the start, we said some of the people who we expected to die didn't. I love that they kept them around for this stuff.
Yeah, yes.
So I don't care so much about that.
Totally, yes. The Brienne stuff with Jaime, I'm glad Brienne's alive. Yeah. Sam, I'm not so fussed about, but...
Totally, but he might come back later or something.
Mm.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's that episode of Game of Thrones. The third last one.
Yeah, two more. Two more to go. Yeah.
A pair of episodes.
Yeah.
Damn.
1+1 equals... Euron's
gonna chop Cersei.
But yeah, I thought that was a really, really good episode. Fully back on board.
Agreed.
I'm confident that they will be able to surprise me again, like they had done before in the show.
Even if not the way these dominoes are set up, I want to see him fall over.
Yeah, yeah.
In this fashion.
Yeah.
You know, I'm happy to just go, well, the Night King stuff kind of went nowhere, but this is cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I guess we'll just be back next week with... another yeah. episode.
Yeah.
I don't have any other thoughts. If you have any last words, now's the time. Drake and Josh Aris.
There you go.
It's nothing. It's just an empty pop culture reference.
I don't have any respect for that kind of humor. Talking about eating ass, though, that is right in my wheelhouse.
Dude, that's funny as shit.
Yeah, send some emails in. I think we'll... probably just be reading them between shows. And
what is that email address again?
ariatalkingtomepod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Also, Twitter and Facebook. We have, obviously, Twitter is, I think, just Aria Talking to Me. Facebook, just look it up. We're both on Twitter as well. Happy to talk about the show in between. Please don't spoil it on the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm stoked to see just... like, if getting rid of the Night King stuff was a sacrifice they needed to make to focus on this more interesting, and it is probably more... or what they knew they could make more interesting stuff of the Cersei, Daenerys, whatever stuff.
Yeah.
Then I guess that's the way it went.
Yeah.
But I'm into seeing where this goes. I haven't watched the preview thing for the next episode.
No, neither, yeah.
No idea what's going to come.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's crazy. Two left.
Yeah. And I'm completely back on board.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm
so excited for the sixth one to be disappointing to me again and to get absolutely dragged.
Yeah, fuck.
Dragged
well,
about it.
We don't know the response to this episode, so maybe
we've
been positive and everyone's hated it.
I was having a look and people seem to be not as into it.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. We're fucked.
stuff like the ships coming out of nowhere... silly stuff like him not saying goodbye to Ghost.
Who cares about that?
But also just the, like, general writing and plot, apparently. I haven't really looked around.
Okay. Well.
We'll do that in the next week, though.
Yeah.
Also, forgot to mention, when Cersei's at that bench at the top of the table in Winterfell, there's a Starbucks coffee cup in one shot sitting on the bench in front of her.
Yeah, Daenerys, not Cersei.
I do mean Daenerys.
Starting to confuse the two Mad Queens, though.
Damn, Mad Queen versus Mad Queen.
Yes.
That's sick. Imagine Freddie Mercury fighting a second Freddie Mercury.
Okay.
That's America's
ass. I was going to have Brian May, one of the other members of Queen.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I guess they probably did fight a bit. They were known for that. Yeah. Tension in the band made the music good.
Absolutely. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.